Yeah, like everything else, it's like with every hour, there just seems to be, you know, a change of plan. And yeah, last night it was announced when I was going to bed that it would be fought behind closed doors. That was fine. Paddy was meant to fly at 1:30 in the day. Didn't there was an electrical fault with the plane? The plane got hit by lightning at Shannon Airport. And there was an electrical fault. He didn't get out until like 6:30 in the evening. Didn't actually fly. So he was in the airport all day, not sure if he'd fly out. And in hindsight now, probably better if he didn't. But he eventually got out. He was delighted to be going out, flying out on his scheduled flight. But then, as he was flying throughout the night, the flights were cancelled. So I haven't spoken to him yet because of the time difference. But we'll be talking later on today, and I'm not sure whether he'll stay out there or whether he'll come home. He might use the opportunity. His dad is with him, and my assistant coach, Rob McKeever, so he's got a small team with him. So they might stay out there and do some training and get some sparring while they're there. But we'll see how it is. You know, the situation's changing all the time with this virus, so we'll see which way it plays out.
Yeah, and I know you haven't spoken to him yet, but you can only imagine you're flying over to the US, your flight gets delayed, and then you end up going when you thought maybe you wouldn't make the flight. And I suppose you're thinking, look, this is all systems go, I'm going to make my US debut, this is going to be massive. And then to be told, basically, when you get there, that the fight has been cancelled, that must be hugely frustrating for a young fighter who had been fighting very frequently month after month and had a couple of months off recently.
Yeah, and all those weeks of training and, you know, time up here in Dublin and in Las Vegas and away from his family and that, all for nothing really. And, yeah, the chance to make his fight in the Madison Garden. So it was, yeah, it's really hugely disappointing. I've had it before, and the thing that nobody really speaks about is that if you don't fight, you don't get paid. So that's also another aspect of this whole thing. So, yeah, it's really unfortunate for him. But he's young. These things happen in your career, and it's all part of like a boxing career. These things will happen. I've had them happen to me several times with different fights. But as soon as he gets back here, who knows what will happen now with sporting events and boxing events over the next few months. But as long as if there's a card taking place, whether it be in Belfast or the UK, we'll get him on there and get him a fight as soon as possible.
Yeah, so I suppose in between and filling the gaps where there's uncertainty, you'll just press on with training as usual. Is that kind of the plan?
Yeah, there are always opportunities in these. You know, sometimes you learn, obviously learn an awful lot in the fights, but there's some time that can be invested now in a gym where he can really make progress and even push his conditioning. And so there are opportunities in these times, and that's what we'll have to do because we've got no other choice.
I suppose looking at the top end of the industry, that probably won't struggle. You look at the big money fights and all that. Obviously, there'll be money lost, but they'll be able to recuperate that loss. I mean, it's maybe the uncertainty, and if this drags on, people maybe down at the lower rungs. I mean, we were talking recently about the likes of Graham McCormack. Those types of pro fights where you're relying on ticket sales, you're relying on it to make ends meet rather than these big kind of big money deals and the likes. It's maybe that side of boxing that will struggle if this continues on?
Probably, yeah. Like with a lot of sports, you know, the grassroots will suffer the most. Paddy would be okay because he's obviously contracted top rank and they have to provide him with a certain number of fights every year, so he's secure. But yeah, like Graham now, he's due to fight in March. Who knows, in May, I mean, but who knows which way that'll, like, what situation will be. And hopefully things will be cleared and there'll be some sort of normality, but right now everything's very uncertain.
I suppose as well, I'll have to ask you about the Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder rematch, because you were kind of saying it's maybe 50-50. You weren't fully convinced that it was going to go ahead either way, but I suppose it does cast further doubt over that as well. You're looking at a summer date if it was to go ahead. That maybe casts a bit more doubt over that, and maybe Deontay Wilder will have a bit more of an out if you don't think that maybe he's fully committed to it.
Yeah, me saying the 50-50 is purely thinking put myself in Wilder's position and say and thinking that he just lost to Tyson, and he seems to be even before the fight, intimidated by Tyson, and after receiving such a beating in the last fight, to go into an immediate rematch doesn't really make sense from him or from his team. So I was just purely speculating, but apparently he's activated the rematch clause except for July. But like every other situation now, who knows what will take place because of this virus and where we'll be in July, who knows. But Tyson was fortunate that he got his fight in and got his win in before the virus hit.
Yeah, he certainly is. And I suppose he came out afterwards, Andy, and he was saying he has a couple more fights left on the contract and that's it. He'll ride off onto the sunset. He's still a relatively young man. I know he turned pro when he was very young, but he's been boxing a long time. Do you see that happening, or do you think that maybe the allure of the ring will come back to him and he'll continue on, or is it hard to tell?
It's hard. It's really hard to tell. You know, the money he's making now, it's insane. You know, it's an incredible amount of money. So it'd be very hard to walk away from that. But in saying that, he's made an awful lot of money and achieved everything he wants to now. There's only really one fight left for him, and that's Anthony Joshua. And if that can happen within the next two fights, then I can see him walking away. I can see him walking away, retiring for 6-7 months, and someone come along and offering him like absolutely crazy money, and then him coming back. But he's an incredible fighter, and I think as long as he wants to box, he'll be at the top.
If that fight against Anthony Joshua goes ahead, I mean, that's going to be monumental. You'd fill out 10 stadiums in the UK or wherever it's on. Tyson Fury, a lot of the boxing purists are saying that he'd outbox him, that he'd win fairly comfortably. Would you get behind that?
I think the way Tyson's fighting now, he might even stop Joshua. But big punchers, you can never write them off, especially in the heavyweight division. It only takes one punch or one moment lapse of concentration. And I think Joshua's even improving as a fighter. So it wouldn't be as clear-cut as that, but you'd favour Tyson to win the fight, yeah.